White, Ella. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. July 5th, 1903. Miss Els White. My dear granddaughter, I received your pleasant letter and will try to write you a few lines in reply. I hope that you will keep a diary of the experiences that come to you that are worth remembering. This may, in the future, be of use to you. The Lord is the great master artist. To the books of heaven, he is faithfully transferring a likeness of the character that each one is forming day by day, and this will determine our eternal destiny. My dear granddaughter, I feel a deep interest in you. I want you to have an experience that will be for your present and eternal good. Keep your heart stayed ever upon God. He who has given Jesus for your salvation loves to have you seek him in faith. Jesus, the precious Savior, invites you to come to him when weary and heavy laden. He will help and bless and encourage you. Without his help, your efforts will be unavailing. Without me, he says, ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. The work of cultivating the heart is profitable at all times and in all places. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. We may learn a lesson from the work of the farmer in cultivating the field. He must cooperate with God. His part is to prepare the ground and plant the seed at the right time and in the right way. God gives the seed life. He sends the sunshine and the showers, and the seed springs up, first the blade, then the ear, after that, the full corn in the ear. Mark 4, verse 28. If the farmer fails to do his part, if the human agent does not cooperate with divine agencies, the sun may shine, the dew and the showers may fall upon the soil, but there will be no harvest. And though the work of planting had been done, unless God sent the sunshine and the dew and the rain, the seed would never, never spring up and grow. So, in the cultivation of character, you must cooperate with God. His word directs you to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2, verse 12, 13. You have a part to act, and as you act this part, God will surely cooperate with you. He says, ask, and ye shall receive. John 16, verse 24. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. The human agent is to watch unto prayer, seeking counsel from God. As we ask him for his grace, we are to show that we believe that he will hear us. If we trust him, he will give us his helping power, his grace, and his Holy Spirit. The lessons that Christ gave during his earthly ministry are of great value to us. He tells us that his Father is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to those that ask him than parents are to give good gifts to their children. Be of good courage, and you will have the evidence that your Savior will be a present help in every time of need. Trust him, dear child. Trust him. He loves you, and he will bless you if you will put your trust in him. Grandma.